It's been a dreadful week for AFC Bournemouth on many levels. They lost at Stoke, of course, last Saturday. They lost a top scorer, Callum Wilson, to injury for a long time during that game. But above all that, they lost someone held dear by many at the club, long-serving member of staff, media officer, club photographer, and a lovely man, Mick Cunningham. Tomorrow, the club will honour Mick, and the matchday programme will be a tribute to him, a programme he put together himself for many years. So let's say a very good evening to Cherry's chairman, Jeff Mostyn. Good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Adam.
Thank you for coming on the show live at the end of a difficult week. How will you remember Mick?
With a great amount of affection. I think the same as everybody else associated with the football club, the staff, the players, and I think most of all our supporters. He's such a warm-hearted man. He would do anything for anybody. And as I've said in my programme notes tomorrow, he's, you know, chronicled all the trials, the tribulations, the joys, the moments of despair for many, many years. And for me personally, since I arrived at the football club in 2006, you know, he's chronicled all the moments that have caused me personal despair and also moments of joy. He's somebody that not only myself but my entire family were very, very fond of. And I think it only fit and proper that on behalf of everybody associated with the football club, the players, staff and our supporters, we send our heartfelt condolences to his family.
Yes, they will take scant consolation from many things. But, you know, we will know that having been through so much and being a part of the glue that kept the club together through bad times, he will have absolutely loved being at the in the Premier League with the club and seeing them do so well.
I mean, that is the irony that, you know, last Saturday was his first as a freelance journalist when he covered our game at Stoke. Mm. And, you know, how ironic that doing what he loved most of all, he should pass away. Mm. I suppose, you know, many people pay many tributes to many great people and say that if you are, you know, fortunate enough to do something that you love and you pass away without any pain, that that in itself is a blessing in disguise. Whilst I do understand and empathise with some of those words, it's scant consolation for those that you leave behind.
The Premier League, Jeff, does paper over a lot of cracks, and of course it does that for clubs when they get in there and you've got in there. But we know, having worked in the sport for a long time, that people like Mick Cunningham, clubs need, you know, and they might not need them so much when they're in the Premier League and things are going well. But boy, do you need people like Mick Cunningham when you're not in the Premier League.
Well, there's no question about that. Again, relating back to when I first joined the football club, everybody knows the well-documented financial problems. And very shortly after I arrived, people recognised we had to put the club into administration. And prior to that, many of the staff, Mick included, worked for up to 3 months with no pay. Mm. And whilst they, you know, were paid ultimately, people like Mick, I remember him driving to Blythe on a Tuesday night at his own expense to cover the game on behalf of the football club. When you talk about unsung heroes, that epitomizes everything that Mick lived for. He lived for the football club. And, you know, it is just so tragic that we've lost somebody so young.
Absolutely. Your own job as chairman, I was thinking to myself earlier, Jeff, that, you know, your club is lucky to have someone like you at the moment in this week, because it's not been an easy week, but you lead from the front as chairman. You're not a backseat chairman. And actually, I would imagine this has been a testing week for you, hasn't it?
It has indeed. It's been, you know, a testing week for, you know, everybody associated with the club. But I think to put it into perspective, as you know, I celebrated my 70th birthday last weekend, and on Wednesday evening, 20 of the Football League clubs had a dinner, you know, for me in London.
Lovely.
So chief executives and owners of the club attended this, and this had been arranged for a few months. Mm. And whilst everybody offered their sympathy, in particular to the loss of Mick, they were somewhat less sympathetic towards the injuries. And they would said it in a jocular fashion because, you know, they wouldn't have held a dinner, you know, on my behalf if we didn't love each other, metaphorically
of course, yes.
speaking. And I think that what they said is, Jeff, we are, everybody in this room is aspiring to be in the position that AFC Bournemouth are in as a member of the Premier League. Mm. We would take it all day long, injuries included. And, you know, when I woke up on Thursday morning, I thought that really lifted me because it has been a couple of weeks from hell. Mm. But what we have is a tremendous squad of players. We have players that, remember, took us from the second division to the Premier League. There's an incredible spirit at our football club. And the loss of, you know, Callum, you wouldn't want to put Callum above the other two, but this is the yes. joint leading scorer in Absolutely. The Premier League. If Chelsea or Arsenal and Manchester City had lost their the league's leading yeah. scorer, the press would have covered this for weeks on end.
Yeah, absolutely.
What we know is that we have a fantastic group of players, we have a fantastic squad, and we have an unbelievable manager. And Eddie will manage the team to play a style that suits the players that are playing rather than those that unfortunately are not going to. And I'm totally convinced the three players will come back better than ever before. And I saw two of them today, Callum and Tyrone, mm-hmm. and in my own style, I just said that if you have an ACL, it's a long road to recovery, especially when you do it, you're training in isolation. Mm-hmm. But with three of them suffering the same injury, I'm convinced they can inspire each other to recover sooner rather than later.